Kutavach, this is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. As we are in the middle of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, I think it's worthwhile to reflect upon famous Maimer Chazal, in which the Medrash says that there's a debate. Noach lo la'adam, is it better for a person to have been created or have not to been created? Is it better for us to have come into this world or not come into this world? And the Gemara has this dispute with the conclusion, perhaps surprisingly, perhaps not, that Noach lo la'adam, it's best that we should not have been created. And now, already, that we've been born, now that we're already in the world, so yifashvish b'masav, a person should live a profound life, a meaningful life, full of introspection and thoughtfulness and mindfulness, and live a life in which one's actions leave a positive impact on themselves and on the world. But this whole approach seems to be a very negative and pessimistic one. We're in the worst possible scenario, so since we're in the worst possible scenario, make the best of the worst possible situation. But the truth of the matter is that the Holy Ishbitzer suggests that if you look carefully at the words of Chazal, it doesn't say, Tov la'adam, what's better? Is it better for a person to have been created or not? Rather, it uses the Lashon of Noach. And Noach means, is it comfortable? And if that is the question that is being asked, most certainly it is more comfortable not to be created, not to be born. Because the life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu places us in is a life of struggle. It's a life of struggle of engaging ourselves and engaging Emunah and engaging other people, leading a life where we're called to act generously and kindly to other people that may not be so easy to be generous and kind to, leading a life in which the circumstances of our life make it difficult or challenging to have Emunah, living a life in which we are battling our impulses of our physical bodies and our psychological inclinations to lead and act and behave in ways that we are called by Hashem to limit. So life is a struggle. Life is a continuous struggle. And therefore, if the question is, Noach lo la'adam, is what is more comfortable, well, comfort, this life isn't meant for comfort. Yes, we should all, Be'ezras Hashem, have comfort in life. So we can do all the wonderful things and engage in a meaningful and purposeful and profound and authentic existence. But that's not the goal of life. The goal of life is Tov, is goodness, is Avodas Hashem. And so therefore, during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, particularly, it's worthwhile to think about the fact that this is not a life of comfort. And during this period of time, we have to move beyond our comfort zones. We have to push ourselves to put our hands in our pockets and give a little more tzedakah. We push ourselves to get up early or late at night and go to slichos. We push ourselves to daven with extra kavana. We push ourselves to engage in greater limud Torah. We push ourselves to be kinder and more generous and less petty and more forgiving. We push ourselves in all these ways, which is to get out of our comfort zone. Because if we are able to get out of our comfort zone, then the Ribbono Shel Olam might in turn bless us with all the comforts, all the creature comforts of this material life. So during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, it is important for us to push the barriers, to push the envelope, to go to where we go, and then a little bit beyond. Of course, it's brought down the practice as an example, not as an only, but as an example, to be makpid on only Pas Yisrael during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and not to rely on Pas Palter. But that's just an example of our mindset during this period of time. And it seems to me, if we want to think about how do we, it's hard to push oneself. It's hard. There's no question about it. But what is a good strategy for how to get from here to there? Yes, it's a nice thing to try to push the boundaries and to get out of our comfort zones in our Avodas Hashem and our Ben Adam L'Chavero and all areas in between. But it's a hard thing to do. So what's the strategy? And I think we can look at a pasuk and say for Yonah. Pasuk in Yonah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yonah to go to Nineveh and tell Nineveh to give him the Musar that it's time to do tshuva because of the fact that they're doing a lot of evil. Now, if you look carefully at the psukim, Hashem doesn't actually tell Yonah what to say to the people of Nineveh. And of course, Yonah runs away and he tries to avoid. And then, after the whole story unfolds, we have round two. And in round two, Hashem again tells Yonah to go to the people of Nineveh. And here again, when Hashem tells Yonah, he just says to them, go to the people of Nineveh and speak to them. But he doesn't actually tell them what to say. If you look carefully, the pasuk first time around says, Kum lechel Nineveh ukrai leha, and call out to her. Second time around, once again, it says, Vayhi dvar Hashem el Yonah shenis, and again, cry leha, call out to her. And the second time around, Hashem says, Es akri asher ani ochidoveri lecha, that which I will tell you to speak. But oddly enough, the Navi, the pasuk, doesn't say. What did Hashem actually tell him? Yonah responds, Vayakam Yonah vayelech al Nineveh, he goes to Nineveh, Vayachal Yonah levo al ha'ir, and he proceeds to walk through the city, Vayikra, and apparently he calls out whatever Hashem wanted him to. We don't know what it was, but Hashem told him Kra twice, and he calls out. But then, Vayomar, and then he speaks. So this seems to be what Yonah is adding to the picture. Hashem doesn't actually tell him what to say from Pashut Pshat. So Yonah comes up with the verbiage, Vayomar, and Yonah says, Od arbaim yom v'ninveh nehepaches. Nineveh is going to be destroyed. So this doesn't seem to be a big chiddush. Hashem wanted to let the people know what's coming. But Rashi apparently feels the need to tell us what the word nehepaches means. Rashi says, necheraves. It means that it will be destroyed. Another 40 days, and Nineveh will be destroyed. It's a warning. Rashi, however, continues. Why does Rashi have to tell us that nehepaches means necheraves? That's what it means. Destroyed is destroyed. What's Rashi adding here? So Rashi continues and says, V'lo amar necheraves ki nehepeches. The reason that the Navi uses the term necheraves and not nehepeches, nehepeches and not necheraves, is because the word nehepeches has a double meaning to it. There's a double entendre here. Nehepeches can mean absolutely obliterated and destroyed, totally overturned, and it can also mean overturned and reversed. In other words, when Yonah calls out to the people and he says, Od arbaim yom v'ninveh nehepeches, he's saying another 40 days, and you have the capacity within yourselves to turn it all around. You can make it happen. And indeed, the very next pasuk, the people of Nineveh believe in Hashem, and they make it happen. There are two ways a person can come to tshuva. One is through fire and brimstone, to tell yourself how bad you are, how negative you are, all the failings and all the failures and all the faults and all the weaknesses, and all the ways in which you have fallen short over the last year. And maybe there is time for such an inventory. But if a person wants to move from where he is as a Beinoni, ultimately to being judged with the brachas of a tzaddik, you have to focus on the capacity for extraordinary success. Nehepaches means you have the capacity to make it happen. You have the capacity to turn it all around. It is within your capability to do so. And you shouldn't think anything less than that. During the days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we have to push ourselves to go a little more. And the motivation that we have to do that is to know that we are capable. Indeed, the halacha says we have to say, Baruch Ata Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh. And this is the only one of the insertions that if you don't say it, you have to repeat it. Why? So there's a halachic reason for this. But I would suggest, at least from a philosophical perspective and a Musar perspective, that when we say Baruch Ata Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh, we are not speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam alone. We are not simply saying, Hashem, you are Kodesh, you are the Holy King. Like much of tefillah, it functions as an affirmation for ourselves to learn something, both about Hashem and ourselves. And one can say, the requirement to say Baruch Ata Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh, and if you don't say it, you have to go back, because you have to read it a little differently. Baruch, it means blessed, Baruch, Ata Hashem Melech. You are Hashem Melech. You meaning point to yourself. Every single Jew, as the Baal HaTanya says, is a chelek elokam imal mamash. You have a chelek of Hashem within you. You have the capacity to be extraordinary. Baruch atah Hashem Melech. You are that. And as such, you have the capacity for nehepaches. You have the capacity to turn it all around. And you have the capacity to turn it all around if you simply choose to push the envelope a little bit, to go out of your comfort zone. And by going out of your comfort zone, Be'ezras Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless you with all the comforts that the Ribono Shel Olam has to offer. And in doing so, to have the brachas of life, of kindness, of goodness, of happiness, of simcha, of nachas, in all ways. Gmar chasima tova to all.